All right, who is next on my list? Casey got the gold arrow, but Sam got the lead one. Did that. Jesse got a golden arrow as well as Blake. All right, all right. There's one more golden arrow. I just need to find them. Where are they in this crowd? There. That's them. And who are they being matched with? That's odd. There aren't any names next to theirs. Just says to give them the golden arrow. Wait. Did that just draw blood? No. Are you kidding me? Jupiter, if this is your idea of a joke, it's not funny. Is this because of the lead arrow I shot through your latest conquest? I did that for your own good. Juno would not be pleased if she knew you were still sleeping around. Gotta center myself. Calm down, Cupid. You're the goddess of love. You can handle a simple little cut. You can handle the love of a mortal. It's just a little arrow that pierced through the heart of that human. I need, oh God, I need to think. I need to think. I need to go down there and explain what's going on so they don't get freaked out. Yeah, that's what I need to do. Pardon me, but can I ask you something real quick? Great. I need to borrow you, or else things are going to get a little messy. I'm just going to put my arm around your waist. Please don't freak out. Don't freak out. I promise I'm taking you somewhere safe. Take a few seconds. Collect your bearings. I know what you're feeling right now is a lot of emotions. You're thinking that you should feel scared or angry or even threatened, but you can't bring yourself to feel any of those things, can you? Just like I thought. That's because you got pierced with one of my arrows? A gold one, to be exact. All right, let me start at the beginning. Let me start at the beginning. Do you know who I am? Really? You haven't put it together? I thought the fluffy wings, the bow and arrow, the harp motifs, the harp noise whenever I transport somewhere would kind of give it away. I am the one and only Cupid. Hey, don't laugh. I'm being serious right now. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I am. How else are you going to explain everything that's happened to you in like the past 30 seconds? Yeah, that's what I thought. You don't know. Look, you kind of got involved in a little game between me and Jupiter. I kind of pissed him off. He was out with some girl, and to save her from the fate that so many of his other conquests suffer at the hands of his wife, Juno, I pierced her with a lead arrow. It was for her own good. Do you know the difference between the lead and the golden arrows? That's okay. Gold arrows fill someone with love, while lead arrows fill them with fear, hate, dread. Basically, the need to flee from the other person. And I did it for her own safety. Well, upon hearing I did that, Jupiter didn't like that very much. He doesn't like when people, mortal or immortal alike, meddle in his affairs. And I wouldn't have to meddle in his business if he just kept to himself and didn't make it everyone else's problems. But he always does. Anyway, not important. Because I did this, I guess he decided I deserve a taste of my own medicine. On my list today was just your name, but there was no one else next to it. I thought it was odd, of course, but I still set up my bow and arrow to shoot you. Only this time, the golden tip, when I let go, it grazed me right before it hit you. Don't give me that look. It wasn't on purpose. In all my years of doing this job, which has been centuries, I have never messed up this badly. Okay, maybe once or twice, but it never involved me. And it is cruel to have a mortal and an immortal fall in love. That's like God of Love 101. I might be a goddess, but I'm not that cruel. I would never wish for a mortal to bear the weight us gods have. Nor would I want a god to have to suffer that soul-crushing heartbreak when their beloved moves on. If a god and a human fall in love, despite all odds, that's on their own accord. It's not my doing. I mean, technically it wasn't my doing this time either, damn Jupiter. But I don't want this any more than you do. Okay, that came out wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I know that as soon as my arrow pierced your heart, you fell in love with me, and there's nothing you can do about it. That despite wanting to be angry or upset and throw things at me and hit me like I deserve, you can't be. Whether you want to be or not, you love me and I love you. I know, this isn't how you planned for it to go. No one can plan for this kind of a thing. You probably imagined meeting someone, falling in love, moving in together, getting married. All that stuff that mortals dream about. And it all got taken away. You were used as a pawn in the gods game. It's not fair. Look at me. You deserve better. And I'm not just saying that because I love you. I'm serious. You're a good person. I can sense it. It's this indescribable thing, but there's a sense of goodness radiating from inside you. I don't know your past. I don't know anything about you. But it would be a shame to try to fight these feelings, fight this undeniable chemistry between us, whether it's genuine or artificial. The more we deny it, the harder it's going to get. It's not like there's a cure for love, especially when it comes straight from Cupid's arrow. If you want, I'll let you go back to Earth. You can go back and live your life how you were doing, but I'm going to warn you. You're going to feel a heartbreak like none other. No matter who you love, your feelings, they won't even begin to compare about how you feel about me. And me? There is no one in this entire universe I would rather spend time with right now. I don't care that is very obviously the arrow talking. I love you, and I want to get to know you. If that isn't enough to make you stay with me, give it a shot, you know, then might I appeal to another side of you? If you don't want to try because you don't think these feelings are genuine because they come from my arrow, that's fine. You don't have to believe they're real. You don't. I just wanted to be honest with you before anything happened. Total transparency. But, and I was thinking, if love isn't a reason to stay with me, why not do it out of spite? After all, Jupiter did this to me because he thought it would destroy me. He wanted to make me miserable. He didn't care who he hurt in the process. Didn't care what humans got caught up between us. Maybe if we show him how happy we are together, pretend like this is the best thing that's ever happened, and show him how lovey-dovey we are, he'll reverse it. There's nothing that that man hates more than one of his jokes backfiring. So, I guess what I'm asking is, will you stay with me out of spite or love? Spite? I can definitely work with spite. I'm sure right now he's laughing away, thinking he pulled one over on us. He doesn't give a shit if he destroyed another human's life. They're all playthings for him. Something for him to bury his cock in, whether they agree or not. But you... you are going to prove him wrong. That burning hatred for Jupiter himself licking at your heels. Let that be your biggest motivator. I don't want to admit it, but I think I'm more attracted to this than when you were just going to listen to what the arrow tells you to feel. Fighting destiny, fucking over Jupiter, that is something that makes me excited. Fuck. I want you, but am I allowed to have you? Good, because I've been suppressing the urge to do this. Who said you could move your hands? I didn't give you permission to touch me. You stay still. You're a naughty one, aren't you? Insisting on touching me even though I told you no. Maybe I should just teach you a lesson about who's actually in charge. Get on your fucking knees. Hesitating? Why? Fine. If you don't want to get on your knees, get on your back. Oh, that has a much more enthusiastic response, huh? You want to be on your back? Think that's where you're gonna shine? Gonna impress me? I'm the goddess of love. You're not the first person I've fucked. You're not gonna be the last one either. Do you actually have something that's going to make me interested in you? Do you really think you're gonna impress me? I've fucked so many people, I've lost count. How are you gonna make this memorable? I'm just gonna... Ooh. Fuck. You feel good. Do I feel good? Yeah, I do. You like how I feel on top of you? Yeah. Can't let you have the upper hand. Can't let a human think they're gonna fuck me better than I would fuck them. I need to show you how it's done, don't I? Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's it, my little sluts. Oh, look at you. That's it. Let that spite fuel you. Let it be your biggest motivator. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Don't mind my hands just running up to your neck. I thought it looked empty, like it needed a bracelet. This will be a good way to keep you in place while I fuck you and use you for my own pleasure. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. Look at you. You like it rough, don't you? You don't mind the fact that you can't breathe as long as I keep doing this, right? As long as I keep making you feel good? Fuck. You're just like every other human. As soon as you feel me on top, you don't give a shit what I do as long as you get to orgasm, right? I bet I can make you come fast. Never had a godly pussy, have you? Fuck. You're right now playing with some divine pussy. How does that make you feel? That a lowly little human like yourself gets to fuck the actual goddess of love? Well, one of them, after all. Oh, fuck. That's it. Come on, get angry. Don't you want to push me off? I'll let you breathe for a little bit if it means that you get that fire back in your eyes. Come on. I want you to show me that fire, that passion I just saw in there when I offered to let you stay with me out of spite. Come on. Oh, fuck, yes. That's better. That's better, my little sluts. Yeah, fucking so good for me. Yeah, that's it. That's my dirty little whore. You're so good. Yeah, right there. Oh, fuck, that's it. That's the spot. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Fucking take it from me, my little sluts. Take it. Oh, you're doing so fucking good for me. I bet you didn't think this is how your day was gonna go. You just thought you were going for a little walk in the park, and now you're getting fucked by Cupid. Fuck, and I can't help it. You hear that? You hear how fucking wet you make me? Fuck. That rage, that anger, it turns me on. Knowing how angry you are at Jupiter, but how soft and pliant you are for me. Yeah, you're a good slut for me, aren't you? Yeah, you like being obedient for me, right? Because I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna help you get revenge. That means that you in return, you let me fuck you like the whore you are, right? Right? Go on, say it. Fucking say it. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Oh, so good for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so amazing. That's it. Who's my good little fuck toy? That's right. It's you. Does my little fuck toy want a little bit more choking? I can do that for you, no problem. Just slide my hands right around your neck. Oh, it's such a pretty necklace. You look so much better with my pink hands wrapped around your throat. You think if I squeeze tight enough, I can leave bruises so that everyone knows exactly how you were fucked? Yeah, you were fucked and treated just like the filthy slut you are. Yes. Fuck. Oh, it's been a while since I've done Immortal. I forgot how good you guys feel. A little bit different from an Immortal, and I'm sure right now you're just lost to ecstasy, aren't you? Just excited to be fucking this divine cunt. Yeah, that's literal. Yeah. You're one of the few mortals who's gotten to fuck Cupid and live to tell the tale. I mean, you can tell people, but it's not like people are really gonna believe you. I mean, who would believe this situation right now? Who would believe that the actual Cupid is on top of you, fucking you, using her cunt to bring you so much pleasure, while she also grinds against you, moaning, choking you, restricting your air every so often? That's because I'm in charge, aren't I? Go on, say it. Tell me that I'm the one who controls you. Yeah, I'm in charge, aren't I? I'm in charge of your destiny. I'm in charge of your revenge. You're completely helpless without my help, aren't you? Such a weak, fragile little human coming here looking all innocent and shy when really you want to be fucked like a cheap slut. I should have known. It's always the shy, innocent ones, aren't they? Oh, fuck, I'm getting all tongue-tied just fucking you. I can't explain it. When things start to feel really good, my brain, it kind of turns to putty. Oh, fuck yes, right there. Don't stop. Keep meeting my thrust. Keep grinding with me. Fuck. While I pin you down just like this. Fuck. That's in my whore. Come on, keep doing it. Making me so proud. Taking everything I give you in stride. Oh, fuck, you feel so fucking good. Oh, I can't help myself. Can't help myself around you. I know it's the arrow, but there's just something about you that brings out this side of me. This side that wants to fuck you and mark you and make you completely mine. I want everyone to know that you're mine. You're my slut. My whore, mine to play with. They don't get you. They don't even get to look at you because you're mine. Fuck, I want to scream it from the heavens that you are mine and that I love my whore with every ounce of my being. Oh, and I bet you would like that, don't you? Yeah, you like the idea of being owned by a god? You like the idea of being owned by Cupid herself, the goddess of love? I see so many different kinds of love every day. I even know the difference between love and lust, but this is so intense. I've never felt anything like it. I was always told not to fall in love with a cheap whore, and yet here I am, falling in love with you. Oh, don't deny it. Don't try to hide it. You're letting me fuck you within minutes of knowing me. I might be saying I love you. I might be saying it, but I'm also telling you what a filthy whore you are for me. What a dirty little slut. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Oh, I'm getting really close. Fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, fuck. Right there, don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, fuck. That's it, letting me use you like the little toy you are. Oh, come on, don't you enjoy it? Like being treated like the slut you are? You're just a glorified fuck toy right now, aren't you? And you love it. You love that I'm treating you like this, like I don't have a single ounce of respect for you. I mean, why should I? I'm a fucking goddess, and you are just a human. You're fucking nothing. You're worthless and weak, and you don't even deserve a taste of this pussy, let alone to fuck it, and yet here you are. I guess you should be thanking Jupiter for it after all. Fuck. So fucking close. Oh, fuck it. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm being serious here. You seemed so cute and innocent when I first transported us here. I had no idea how rough you liked it. Took everything I gave you with a smile on your face and asked for more. Not that I mind. Should have known you weren't as delicate as you look the moment you decided to spite the gods. Say fuck you to destiny. Not everyone has the nerve to do that kind of a thing. It takes a special type of person to be able to fight like this. Can't say I haven't thought about getting back at Jupiter, but he took it too far this time, involving an innocent mortal like yourself. Even if this plan backfires, I won't let him touch you, won't let him do anything to you. The arrow that drew my blood and pierced your heart sealed it for me. You're mine. Shit. I think I might actually love you.